This is the Composer's Datebook for November 5th. I'm John Zeck. On today's date in 1938, two orchestral works by the American composer Samuel Barber received their very high-profile premiere performances on a live coast-to-coast broadcast by the NBC Symphony, conducted by Arturo Toscanini. Toscanini had met Barber in Austria the previous year when Barber's Symphony No. 1 was performed at the Salzburg Music Festival. The symphony impressed Toscanini so much that he asked Barber for a short orchestral piece he might perform with the NBC Symphony. Barber offered Toscanini his pick of two short pieces, and he must have been surprised when Toscanini agreed to perform both of them, a newly composed essay for orchestra, and Barber's arrangement for full-string orchestra of a movement from a string quartet that he had written in 1936. As the Adagio for strings, it was destined to become Barber's single best-known work. Elegiac and frankly emotional in tone, Barber's Adagio acquired a special resonance during World War II as a threnody for America's war dead. It was also performed at the funeral of the wartime president, Franklin D. Roosevelt. More recently, Barber's Adagio has been used to great effect in several successful films, including The Elephant Man and Platoon. In a memorial tribute to Barber, American composer Ned Roram wrote, "If Barber, 25 years old when the Adagio was completed, later aimed higher, he never reached deeper into the heart." You'll find more on composers and their music at our website, composersdatebook.org. Composer's Datebook is a production of APM, American Public Media, and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.